Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and I am joined by my illustrious co-host once again, back from the grave. Well, not the grave, but from
the grave, really?
Yeah, Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, and don't forget the founder of the Small Penis Appreciation Society. So, ladies and gentlemen out there, we will be coming up with a membership form. Miss 100% is starting a membership drive. If you too are an appreciator of small penises, she has a club for you. We'll be getting that out to you, that document out to you shortly. If you down. Don't build your club up, 100. It's gonna be members far and wide, all across the globe.
It's a revolutionary movement. Y'all just don't know that.
Exactly. You know, we're taking that revolution of tenderness that we talked about earlier this week to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to give us a call? You want to give us a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, of course, if you want to holler at me or Miss 100%, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. I know some of y'all are a little too shy to call in. So, once again, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com is the email. And, of course, they have the chat room open if you want to jump in and say something incognito. I'm down. If you say something, I'll repeat it because I'm a parrot like that. So how you feeling, 100?
Wait a minute. You said if they don't want to call in, they can write in, but what's the difference? It's not going to be anonymous, so you still going to tell it. So they might as well just go ahead and call in.
Some people, you know, they don't want to, they can't really verbalize how they feel, so they allow us to verbalize for them.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, the Smooth Drama is a place for that, you know, so, all
that's
right.
What we do. Well, I mean, that's what we do for. And so.
And how am I feeling? I'm feeling awesome. Absolutely wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Wonderful. Yes. What you got for me today?
I got you. You know, of course, we start off with the things that crazy people do. And as always, we do this because we want to differentiate between things that crazy people do and things that normal people do. So
right.
Just in case it's unclear, you know, because we're going to tell you. Perfect example. People in Southern Oregon are holding a public meeting to discuss how to deal with fearless deer that wander the street that are accused of stalking people. Now,
I'm sorry. Can you please repeat that?
Yes, they're fearless deer that wander the streets, stalking people, as they call it. They're having a deer summit 2015. Yes.
And fearless deer. So they're saying fearless as in the deers aren't afraid of human beings?
Yes.
Could that possibly be because we've torn down their habitats and they're used to seeing us, so they're not afraid of us because we haven't been shooting them? So
You're being a tad bit too kind there. You're being a little too mean. Now, it's actually, this town has a long, 2-3 decades long tradition of feeding and befriending them.
And now they just want that to stop. They just said, you know what? I am fed up with being nice to this deer. And you know what? I want to put the fear of God in them. I'm sick of them because they too friendly.
No, that's not what happened. See, I guess deer have been stomping dogs. And you know how a certain segment of the population feels about their dogs?
Yes.
Yeah, Bambi messed up. You know, you can walk up to me, you know, you can hang around with me, but if you kick the dog, that's it.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of with those people.
Yeah.
I love, I'm a dog lover, you know.
Okay.
So, but, yeah.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the thing, though. See, some people, you know, they have them dogs, you know, them little dogs that may occasionally bark. And bark and bark and bark.
Yeah, little ankle biters. That's all they
are. Well, you know, if you run up on the wrong deer, they're like, hey, little dog, shut up. Little dog, don't shut up. What happens? You kind of get kicked.
You get the stew stumped out of you.
that's animal 101. That dog didn't understand. And he may have got a lesson. Maybe a few of them dogs got lessons. The point is, in this, I'm going to, not stereotyping, but I'm going to offer some advice to my Caucasian fellow citizens up in Southern Oregon. And I'm not going to say that it's all Caucasians, because I'm going to assume there's like 3 or 4 black folks and like 2 Mexicans that are doing the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. If you feed them, they will come. And they will stop coming. That's how that goes. If you don't feed them, they will stop coming.
That's kind of how things work.
Yeah. So, you know, that town there in Southern Oregon, that's crazy. You can't expect to feed them and for them not to come back for more.
And you said Deer Summit, so they're going to hold a summit on how to stop the deer from coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they need a summit. I'm going to say this again, just maybe out loud so that I can understand it. They want to hold an actual summit on how to stop.
Yes.
Oh.
How to stop feeding the deer. Because you need a summit to tell people, hey, stop feeding the deer. Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So we know the things that crazy people do. That we don't move from that.
Yeah.
Not gonna go any further. I've given my advice. Take it.
Trying to understand or make sense out of crazy. Yeah. Let's leave that alone.
Yeah. Sort of like a man in a Allentown, Pennsylvania. This dude, Stephen Felton, who he got 62 to 124 years on Monday because he got in court and he said, my evil twin was the one that was out there robbing folks.
Oh.
Yeah, my evil twin robbed 10 gas stations.
That's Oh, your evil twin. Evil twin.
Right, and it was caught on video, so it's like, hey, I got a twin. Even though there's no record of the twin, it just, you know, one day he was just walking down the street, and he ran to a tree, and he split off into two, and bam, there you go.
Well, you know what? You all are going to feel really sorry when you find out that he probably does, that he actually does have a twin. I believe him. He really does have it.
Right, because he ran into a tree and he split into two. That's what happened.
Yeah, he bumped his head all right.
You know, he probably would have got like 2-3 years if he don't say nothing. I mean, because if I'm the judge and you say something stupid like that, I'm probably going, like, what's the maximum?
And how many years did you say he got what? 60
to 124.
And it was mainly because he said that the evil. So he didn't really get that many years because he robbed 10 gas stations. He got that many years for saying something stupid.
Well, I'm alleging it. It sounds about right to me, because I know I'm a judge. If you say something stupid, I'm like, all right, you really?
You know what? We ought to hold the court of public opinion, because, listen, it's some people that say some pretty dumb stuff, and I would love to lock their behinds up over the dumb stuff that they say. So, let this be a lesson. People that like to say dumb stuff all the time, you might want to hold off on that, because you might be getting some time behind it.
Yeah, you can get 60 years for saying my evil twin.
Well, okay then.
All right. Well,
that's what it is.
Now, I, of course, you know how I have a fascination with the fine state of Florida. It's the state that keeps on giving all the good stories. There a woman who walked into a Save-A-Lot and started off by stealing steaks by sticking them up her shirt.
Oh.
And then she walked into a different store at the same strip mall, and witnesses say she started following customers and asking them for money.
Wait, she started fondling customers. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you imagine you're in the store, a woman walks up to you and just starts rubbing on you. It's like, all right, can I get 20?
Sorry, sis, you're going to have to do a little bit more than that.
You got to just do a little bit more to get this last dollar here. I'm like, hey, I ain't even finished. It's like, you're going to tickle and tease me and then be like, can I get some money? Nah. Not yet.
$20 now, that's a lot of money to give up. So if you going to fondle now, you going to have to put some work in for $20. I'm sorry.
But you see, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. See, she ran out the store after, you know, the people was like, hey, back up. And the store people were like, hey, you got to leave. She refused and pulled down her pants and flashed them while cursing. She wasn't done yet, though. This is epic here. She ran down the street, broke into the home of an old woman, and asked to play cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done. I've heard enough.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I have a question.
Ask away.
because this story is so detailed and it's full of first she did this, next she did that, then she did this, and lastly. So my question is, who was the person that was tracking this woman and watching her every move to be able to give such a detailed story on everything that she did, and why did they watch her do all of these things and not stop her at the steak stealing incident? Like,
hold on, see 100. This is where you're wrong. See, it's one person. These are several different witnesses. See, she's on the rampage here. She starts off with the steaks. I mean, you know, you're in the store. It's kind of hard to raise your shirt up and start putting steaks inside your shirt and folks not see it.
Exactly. So, my question is, why wasn't she stopped at the steak stealing incident? Why was she, you said it was a rampage.
Look here. I'm in Costco and somebody's putting steaks underneath their shirt in front of everybody. I'm just keep going like, yeah, they crazy. I'm getting out of the way, so just in case if somebody does come and tase or whatnot, I don't accidentally get hit. You know, that's my number one thing. And two, as the black guy on the scene, I'm like, man, they might think I'm with her, and I get tasered. So I'm scooting from the scene. I'm looking at it from a distance.
Yeah.
If I got my binoculars, I might look from the other side of the store, but I can't be close. Two, she ran into another store. I mean, you start fondling, because remember, it's fondling people.
Yeah.
So they are witnesses, too, because it's like somebody just walks up, a woman just walks up like, hey, and starts rubbing on you. You know, that doesn't happen every day. It's not one of the things where you in 7-Eleven and somebody just rolls up on you like, hey, how you doing? Just, can I get a dollar? What? And then flash in the store when they ask them to leave? That's all priceless there. I wish there was a video, actually. I'm like, I would have loved to see that.
I mean, it just sounds so interesting. It's like, you know, I'm thinking now, it's like, why stop her? Because it's so entertaining. So, I mean.
Well, I'm thinking the old lady's house that she broke into, she probably didn't think it was all that entertaining. And then, like, hey, you going to play some cards with me with the police outside? Yeah.
What you want to play? You want to play some beer with?
And grandma was like, man, you interrupting Judge Mathis.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's quite ridiculous, but still funny.
But that's why I say it's the things that crazy people do, because crazy people do.
My goodness.
They're like, yeah, I find people every day. That's what I do, son. Filling you up. I ain't playing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Zip. Look at it. Anyway.
Yeah, that's. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well.
Yeah. That's it. I think we just gonna go on break because this. Is verbal intercourse. Raekwon.
No chicks, no chicks, baby. Yeah. No chicks, you got chicks. Check it out, y'all. It's fly, wonderful, y'all. Tony Stark, Tony Stark. But they shine. So shit. Real shit. Stay wise. Keep your eyes open. They can wild and shit. Don't spot it. Rick and Chef Coast and Nash had a rhyme, right? Show them cash, had a rhyme. Rick and Chef Coast and Nash had a rhyme.
only like 5% out of 100. Through the lights, cameras in action, glamour glitters and gold. I unfold the scroll, plant seeds and stampede the growth when I'm deceased. But then the beast arrives like yeast to conquer peace, leaving savages to roam in the streets, live on the run. Police paying me to give him my gun, trick my wisdom with the system that imprisoned my son. Smoke a gold leaf, I hold heat nonchalantly. I'm raunchy, but things I do is real and never haunt you. Wow, funny style, niggas rolling a pal. Who's the head's profile on a bus to write the bath? Holding weed inside they pussy with their minds on the pretty things in life. Crocs is the true thug's wife, it's like a cycle. Niggas come home, some go in, do a bullet, come back, do the same shit again. From the womb to the tomb, presume the unpredictable. Gun salute life rapidly, that's the ritual. Perhaps bullets bust, niggas discuss mad money, true lies, and white guys. We can see it through the eyes, catch the most on tape. Kilos disintegrate, Pyrex pots, we break fiends, breaking plates. In the building, niggas building, like little children staring. Them older niggas ain't caring, sirens circling, fiends are lurking in your maggots. No one's gone now, what? Smack them in the cabbage in the woodwork, crack sales, bubble like bulls in the project. Richest niggas rocking all the real work, police questioning, rooftop cats investing in, trading in they Lexus, GS is in the Mexicans. Two and two make four, Cristal's crazily poor. Gun wars, my crew fail them like swords. Perfect green levers, 100-pound snakes and cakes. Fiends found the lake, jealousy jakes, we shake. What I strive for is what I live for. Infatuated by material things, in this wildlife, a world like somewhere over the rainbow. I see a big pot of gold, future stacks, so I hold thousands of cracks, bag up inside the shoebox. Don't keep jacking my lap, don't wanna see Tupac. Got two spots, a new lock, fluttering rocks, shootouts making me hot. Crooked cops, bad Tony in the ball drop. In and now, I'm begging niggas for slot time. Hurry up, Duke, next show line. And what the fuck is you looking at? By the way, young blood, hit me over that Green Bay hat. Watch the back inside the hall. New niggas fly through like doors, yo. They're staring in the mess on your adrenaline run. Cigarette niggas be swindling. New Jack surrendering, come home not remembering. Made bail with different size kicks on. A white dress shirt, looking gay in the yard. And you got her flashback for the day room. My ring is down. This faggot ass got bad, trying to turn it down. You told your booty was wildin'. Once you heard Wu, out of the blue, your family's from Shaolin. High class cooks, someone invested at a phone book. Infirmary niggas are screaming, I got shoots. Sharpen toothbrushes, 190 makes a baby oil and shit. Your man's in the kitchen stashing ice picks. Well, I'ma end this with a big red cherry on top. Me, Nas, and Ray got the best product on the block.
Blur
it
up,
throw your hands up,
good shit,
cock back the magnet.
Take
whatever y'all want,
your eyes open,
and you're
wild.
And you're fly, fly, fly,
fly, fly, fly, fly, fly, fly, fly, fly, fly, fly,
together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Raekwon, Verbal Intercourse. It's kind of what we do on the show, Verbal Intercourse.
Absolutely.
Hot and sweaty, Verbal Intercourse.
Yeah. I just like to hear that word a lot, intercourse.
Yes, it's, you know, verbal intercourse. We just take the verbal off, just say intercourse.
Intercourse. Yeah, I like the way you say that. Say it again.
We just gonna say intercourse. I'm gonna say nothing else the rest of the show, just intercourse.
Intercourse.
Yeah. speaking of verbal intercourse, I'm a big fan of the Muppets. I'm an unashamed, unabashed, big fan of the Muppets. I watched the Muppets, and it's funny as hell. I still love it. I ain't ashamed. You want to step to me about me being a Muppet fan? Anyway, I'm not cursing. But I do have one beef.
And what's Kermit, that?
Kermit and Miss Piggy have broke up.
I know. That's just some foolishness.
Hold on. Do you even know why they broke up?
I don't know. Probably because Kermit a hoe. I don't know.
It ain't. Although Kermit do have a new pig that he's hanging out with, getting some bacon from. Kermit and her broke up over selfies.
Over selfies?
Over selfies.
Here we go with the selfie foolishness. I told you this. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It will ruin the best relationships will be ruined by selfie foolishness.
Right, because she was taking selfies with fans, and Kermit's like, hey, I'm trying to go see the movie. Can we see the movie? My fans taking selfies. Bam. They don't see the movie. Kermit's like, hey, you can't be my chitlin. You got to be everybody else's chitlin. Boom. That was it.
That was it. She just flipped out. She had enough.
Nah, Kermit was like, look, if I can't be the man, you got to be Miss Piggy all the time. You can't be my woman. I'm out. And they kind of broke up right there.
But, I mean, why he got to be so insecure? I mean, at least he got a woman, or at least he got some ham that is about her business. I mean, come on now.
Okay.
So he going to break up with her because he insecure? Because what, he ain't getting a lot of fans that want to take selfies with him, so he jealous? Is that what it is?
No, hold on a second, 100. Check it out. You're on a date with your man. Your man is taking pictures every time y'all out. Not talking to you, taking pictures. You supposed to go to the movies, he taking pictures. You supposed to go
jump
here.
In the picture.
Jump in it. Yeah, but I'm trying to eat, though. I'm trying to catch a movie. I'm trying to do something. I'm just saying.
Take selfies of everything. Selfies of y'all doing it. Selfies of y'all eating, selfies of y'all at the movie. I mean, hey, listen, every strong relationship is built on the fact that y'all love each other so much, y'all take an interest in each other's interest. So her interest, jump on in there.
We gonna argue on this one because I'm sorry, but I'm Kermit. I need my time. See, let me tell you something. Kermit got a new girlfriend, and she's like, what you want, Kermit? Kermit's like, look, I'm tired. I want a chocolate cake. She's like, all right. And went and got him a chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
What?
He only gon' like that other pig for a little while because she's not as independent as Miss Piggy. Once he done using her for his own little selfish pleasure and to make his little insecure self feel better, then all of a sudden he'll run back to Miss Piggy.
So you're saying that Kermit is selfish and insecure?
He's selfish and insecure.
Hold on. This is the same. We talking about the same Kermit that in Black Dynamite slapped cream corn in the mouth with his dick, right? You got that.
Selfish and insecure.
No, that ain't selfish and insecure. That's Kermit. Like, look, you talking all this trash, but can you talk trash with frog dick in your mouth? I mean, see that. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, that's more proof of how selfish he is. Now, not only is selfish and insecure, but he got an obsession with his own penis. So that's just proof that he's very insecure.
Really? And what about the piggy?
What about her? She's serving her public. She's a high demand. Is all she doing is being a public servant and making people happy. That's what's important, making others happy. Really? And not
What about making your man happy?
He ought to be happy just to be with a blessed pig like her. She blessed and highly favored.
No. See, understand frogs. You know, a frog like Kermit. You know, frog. You know how many babies Kermit got up in him?
It don't matter. He must be shooting blanks because they ain't got no kids and they've been together for 40 years.
Wow. You stabbed
Kermit. Yeah, some of that. Some of that.
I can't even follow that. I'm done. I'm moving on. I'm down with Kermit though. I'm sorry. I'm down with Kermit. Kermit was right.
I used to be down for Kermit too. And then that what's up with that voice, you know what I'm saying? He don't even talk like the real frog's supposed to talk. Put some bass in that voice. I mean, maybe that's why she was running over him. Piggy, do you think that maybe we could sit your ass down somewhere? See,
first
that cake chick that he's messing around with. Yeah, he ain't gonna like that for too long because he need a strong pig. He needs somebody to tell him what to do because of you.
He needs somebody that actually gonna pay attention to him. That's
yeah,
the point.
But is the chocolate bringing the pig, the chocolate cake bringing pig, is she putting it on him like Miss Piggy? Probably not. Probably not.
How you know Miss Piggy putting it on him? Yeah, how you know that her ham is cured? That her bacon is sizzling. How you know her bacon is sizzling?
It is.
Okay, Miss Piggy sounds like a hater to me, but
he'll be sniffing around pretty soon. Just watch, mark my words. Pretty soon he gonna be sniffing around her again. And he don't have to apologize for just what he
apologize. Anyway. Yes. It's what we do in smooth drama. We defend Kermit the Frog and Pig. That's what we do.
We debate over, you know, stuff like this because things like this are very, very important. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, we got, you know, Peter is suing to give the monkey the rights to their selfie photos.
Yeah.
Yep, it was filed right out here in the Bay Area. By people for the ethical treatment of animals, which of course was PETA. They're seeking a court order that's allowing them to administer all proceeds from the photos for the benefit of the monkey. Because there's a monkey, a 6-year-old monkey called Naruto, which is funny in itself. And Naruto, taking pictures of himself. And the photographer is actually getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
The monkey who took the selfies. So
you know what, PETA people, give it a rest. Sit down, have 2, 3, 4, 5 seats. Because if you're going to do this, then why not advocate for the rights of all animals that are used in commercials, pictures, videos, movies, all documentaries, all those types of things. I mean, I am so sick of these attention-seeking narcissists. I'm sick of them.
Did you say attention-seeking narcissists?
Yeah, because they just so starve for some type of attention, and they're narcissistic in the fact that they always try to say, oh, well, it's about the animals. No, it's about trying to promote y'all useless cause. Animals were made lower than us for a reason. That's the reason why they're called animals.
Hold on. You said made lower than us?
They're made lower than us.
Mm.
That's the reason why they're animals.
I think I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Go ahead.
All right. That was it.
I ain't scared.
I'm just saying that I don't look at animals. Yeah, I don't necessarily care
you,
for the whole
you
pet.
You say that a monkey is equal to you?
We're cool. I respect the monkey and the monkeys.
A monkey equal to you?
Yeah, I respect the monkey space. I ain't trying to jump into the monkey stuff. And so long as the monkey don't violate my space, we are good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Respect nature. I won't step into your scene.
I didn't say not to respect nature. I didn't say not to respect nature. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Again,
you're talking opinion over. Yes, I heard you.
I'm gonna leave that alone. I won the Kermit and Piggy argument, so I'll let you have that one. Okay, how about that one?
Whatever.
One for Mr. F N Word, 27 for Miss 100%. Ding.
Okay. Yeah, we know. You know, since you quote unquote won your pig argument, I'm gonna talk about something that I saw. Pig play. I was like, pig play. And I guess what it is, pig play is supposedly something that involves sexual activity that emphasizes and embraces things like, and it's supposed to be gay, by the way. It's supposed to embrace spit, urine, feces, sweat, and ejaculate, and sometimes other various kinds of kink. Now,
other kinds of kink. How much more kinkier can you get than licking up pig spit? I hope they get pig AIDS and pig herpes, and they all going to
hell. Hold on. No, see, it's not, pigs are not involved. At least I hope not. they just call it that. It's a, I guess it's a gay community term. I'm spit and sweat and ejaculate. That's kind of universal. I'm sorry, but
they call it that because they go so far into whatever they're doing that is piggish behavior. And I guess that's the analogy to call it pig play. And it's just fucking disgusting. And yeah, just go play.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm gonna claim spit, sweat, and ejaculate for some heterosexual work. I'm just saying they kind of like fit in that wheelhouse. I mean, we heterosexuals, we spit and
don't understand why even illuminate this foolishness, because I mean, what you do behind closed doors is on you. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. We don't need to have a public discussion about what you do. That's on y'all. Have a great day. It's nothing new under the sun. Heterosexual people do it. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, the most famous case of urine, we know that comes from R. Kelly, you know, for those who seen the video.
And I mean, even way back before R. Kelly, but I guess he made it famous. I mean, but they got a scat fetish. I mean that could be considered pig play as well. Scat fetish. That, you know what scatty is. We ain't got to go there. But I mean, people got all kinds of filthy, nasty, disgusting things that they like to do, and they just, you know.
Well, I'm not even going to say I don't know what scat is, because if I say it...
Scat is because they have a young woman over here. Because, you know, I like to describe stuff in detail.
You won't know. We don't want
no. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No scat details.
Okay.
Scat to yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure our audience understands what scat is. And if you want to talk about your scat fetish, you can call us at 347-826-7435. And, yeah, let's wrap a taste on it.
Let's not.
Okay. You say, did she just do that? Yeah, she did, because I want to understand what's so beautiful or so fascinating about
we're going to have to have a scat fetish show where we have people who are into scat fetishes.
I'll be absent that day. Y'all have fun with it, but...
You going to be absent? Why are you absent?
I'm going to be absent.
Anyway.
Yeah, all because... Right. They won't like what I have to say. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I had one thing before we go on break here. There's a boxer, Tyson Fury, who he's going to fight Vladimir Klitschko, who is the heavyweight champion. Been heavyweight champion, I think, for like the last 10 years or something stupid like that. He's knocked pretty much everybody out. Tyson Fury comes to the press conference in a Batman suit, and a guy shows up in a Joker suit, and he jumps from behind the podium and wrestles him down, whatnot, and is telling Klitschko, "This is what's gonna happen to you. This is what's gonna happen to you. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you." And then he goes and he changes and he comes back in the suit like nothing happened, but he continues to trash talk, and I'm like, you know, in wrestling, that works. But, you know, when the other guy is like, "I knocked everybody out, and I'm going to knock your bitch ass out too." you kind of don't want to fool with that. But, I mean, I hope that he's got Batman armor on when they fight, because I will be watching that fight coming up here next month.
That's going to be very interesting to see Batman get his tail beat. Yeah, that really is. Cause
I think Batman's going to get knocked up out.
Yeah, he's going to get the stool beat out of him.
Right. I mean, because he's not really that good. Well, I'll say this. If you do that, if you wear the Batman suit and you go through all that, you kind of have to win. You can't.
You have to. Yeah. But you know what? The other guy, the champion, how shameful will it be if he gets beat by a guy that wears tights?
That's why he's going to knock him out.
He's like, "I can't let you whoop me, sir. I'm going to say, listen, sir, this is all about my reputation."
Right. Anybody but you.
Anybody but you. I let Mayweather go dancing ass hit me before I let you touch me.
Exactly. You know he's like, yeah. He's sitting up there like, "Yeah, I'm knocking your ass out. You're going to get it.
It's got to happen. Like, you know what? It can't be no other way."
I can't lose to anybody. I can lose to everybody but you. Tyson Fury, if you win, I'm down with you forever. Yeah, nobody's ever done that before, but...
If Tyson Fury wins, we got to get him on this show. We have to, if he wins.
He's British, and I don't know. I don't know, but, I mean, if he wins, we'll try, but I'm guessing that if he wins, he'll probably be in the middle of some orgies and all this other stuff celebrating, so I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
break here. We gonna represent the Oak Town here. We gonna be hardcore though. This is Oakland Zone. Paris. Y'all remember him. This is Raid.
Grew up in the ghetto, rock stars, heavy metal, fellows peddling pebbles, cop cars full of devils, hit the set and several. Try to best to set us up and get us up in the federal. Emerson, Carter, Oakland Tech, went to Max Summers School, ass bean from the West, 16 with a vest, big dreams of a set, 4-5 and a shot, trying to lock up the block. 7 as an adolescent, but I grew to be king. Jedi Prince, bomb threat dropped and I ain't looked back since. Before me, I just took that. Thank God I did not decide to cook that brick. Under 5 stolen legacy, I shook that shit. Most of them wasn't gorillas, they just looked that shit. Half of them still speak, do it all still weak. Put it all back together, come with some real heat. Cause it's a
caramel, light chocolate, catastrophic, lyrical mind pit. Huh, the
T-shirt, we surf, ready to fight. Street sweep up, ninja, treat him or die. Coca seeds, hot weed, the dirtiest kind. Never beat GOPs with these golden gloves. Rather see him in the streets with these golden slugs. If K1 niggas show me love, never beat, never beat, GCD, we thug.
We make a ride on, shine on, like the touch. Keep the fight on, ride on, live that cut. We collide on, rhyme on, rise and bust. On a crime on, life to divide us up. Keep it basic, niggas want improvements now. Nigga face it, they wanna keep the movement down. Fuck what they said, we coming with the proven sound. It's that bass shit, guaranteed to move the crowd.
Raid, 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 to the street down the bullet, the brilliant bitch, the ballad of the bullet. My fingers on the trigger for my freedom, I'm a pull. Now check this, cause you might get hurt. See we clapping off the straps if the rap don't work. Shit, don't make us have to do that dirt. I got the freedom in my drawers, got the daughters for the car.
Identified, genocide, ride or die, we wreck. Gorilla, phone, car, truth, we divide, respect. Break through to the youth, keeping lies in check. For my troops in a NOI, connect. Have pride, you can ride, they can find. Keep it live and advise who we size them up. Understanding the plan they devise for us. Never ran, keep vanished, we rise our suckers.
Hey,
y'all make me feel all lonely, and you know what I'm saying? I need some people to call me and holler at me, and you know what I'm saying? Cause
you're just laying there just all
I'm feeling so unappreciated. I got all, you know, I took a hot shower, and I done buttered myself down, and you know what I'm saying? I'm all smooth and round.
You put on deodorant?
I put on deodorant. I got the body butter on. The feet are all soft and smooth. I mean, just I'm all alone, though. What's up with that? Like, I don't get it. But y'all got something against fat people?
Anyway, let me try that. It's that time. We haven't done this in a long time, but it is time for the dumbass of the week.
Okay. He had a little bit still left in there.
Had to get that last one out. And of course,
excuse me. Oh, I apologize. I was kind of full, you know. Anyway.
That extra any. Of course, you know, I dumbass of the week. We had a couple of good candidates, but Fordham University, who they rescinded Bill Cosby's honorary doctorate. It's like, honorary doctorate is something that you didn't earn. They just
it ain't real. It's honorary.
It's like you gave it to him because it made y'all look better. Cause like
right.
With Bill Cosby,
it boosted y'all image to be connected to him. So right. Now, and you know what? That's the nature of folks too. For real. That's the nature of people. It's like, okay, you can do a million things right, but let you do one thing wrong, and they ready to crucify you. That's some foolishness. Now, I ain't about to go all the way deep into it, but yeah.
He kind of did a lot of wrongs, though.
I mean, you know what? We can get into it, but I really don't want to because I just feel a certain kind of way. Like, if somebody offered me something, because quite a few of them said he slipped it, but most of them said he offered it and they took it. Now, how is it that you were drugged if you willingly took a drug? That's not being drugged. That's y'all getting high together. And then you, yeah.
So, see, I'm going to say this, and here's my thing as a guy. If I invite you over, yeah, I offer you a drink, but you expect the drink to be like, hey, if I offer you wine, it's wine. If I offer you a beer, it's beer. If I offer you gin, it's gin. You ain't expecting it to be something else. I mean, see, because there's one
right.
Thing.
I understand that part. But some of them said that he offered the drug to them and they took it.
Okay, well, they are the ones I don't feel for. I mean, the
so
people.
So how are you gonna come back and try to sue him? Miss Beverly Crawford with your crazy ass, excuse my language, you know, because I'm a lady and I don't need to be talking like that, but but she just is crazy, you know, she crazier than a box of rocks. How in the world?
I didn't know rocks.
A box of rocks is crazy. Who put rocks in a box?
I've had a box of rocks. They didn't seem crazy to me, but I'm going to derail you. I'm just going to say, I think, personally, hey, that to me, it's just rape. You know, the people who he offered it to that took it, no. But the people who didn't know, if I
right.
say it's wine, it should be wine. And that's it. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just your game should be enough. If you can't, if you gotta like drug somebody to get the, it's like come on, you gotta
right.
drug to get the pussy. It's like I can't even look. It's like dog, you,
right.
you Bill Cosby. Oh, you
right.
should have been able to like unzip it halfway and they'd be like, oh, thank you,
right.
Bill.
I've seen, I'm not that old, but I've seen his movies from back in the day, and Bill Cosby, he was a fine chocolate man back in the day. So I don't imagine that he really even had any problems getting them from anybody that, you know, plus he Bill Cosby. So why you got to drug people to get it? So to me, it wasn't that he had to. It was the fact that him drugging them is what he really liked.
All right. Well, we just going to say Fordham University. Y'all the dumbass of the week. Because, you took away some.
Honorary doctorate degree,
right,
or whatever. You're rescinding something that was not even earned. Like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, my God. You took my honorary title. Oh, the agony, the pain.
Bill's so old, you know what I'm saying? He like, you know what, to hell with all this. Like, I don't even care about none of this anyway. If you go lock me up, lock me up. I'm done talking about it. Yeah, I did it. That's why he got so pissed off during that interview. He was confused because he old now and getting feeble-minded. And he like, yeah, I did it. Okay, now I did it. Do what you're going to do to me. Let's stop talking about it because I'm tired of hearing about it. That's kind of where his state of mind was, it seemed. So,
right.
Yeah.
He said, hey, you don't give a damn no more. They lucky that he didn't pull his dick out and just start peeing right there.
He didn't say that. Hush.
I'm Bill Cosby. I'm like, all right, y'all want to say all this? I'm pulling my dick out on TV. Like, hey, bam. Yeah, see, this is it right here. This is what it is. And just start peeing. I'm clearing the room out. Ask me a stupid question, I'm peeing on you.
Yeah,
now,
that's some foolishness.
There'll be some people who are into your scat fetish.
He might not want to do that because he probably have more trouble than, you know, bite off more heat, the more that he can chew.
We'll see. You'll see who's real and who's not because, hey, you pull out. I mean, because if I'm old and I'm at the end anyway, I'm like, look, ask me a stupid question, I'm pissing on you.
You know what? I'm sorry. When I get old, people going to hate me because I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything that I'm big enough to do because, you know what, I'm fitting to leave here. And
right.
I don't care what you got. You know, I'm just doing everything. So, yeah, I feel you. I just told you.
I'm pulling it out. You asked me to ask me that question again. I'm spraying you. I'll be
you
on
can say TV. Something if you want to, but I got something for you.
Right. I'll be on TMZ. Oh, my God. Mr. F the N-word, smooth drama. He just peed on someone. It's amazing.
I'll be like, well, didn't he warn you? He warned you.
Like, ask it again. I dare you. I double dog dare you. I don't care.
But before we get out of here, I want to say something very quickly. And, you know, I know we joke and we laugh and we have a lot of fun on this show, but it's no joking matter to say that we truly appreciate everybody that takes the time to listen, that supports us, that's been there for day one, that never stopped believing in us, and we just love to entertain you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. We love you guys.
And for Miss 100%, I am Mr. N-Word, and you know, of course, this is another Smooth Drama production, and I think we're going to go out with what?
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth drama.